Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The emotion of Friday night. Want to hear where you were, how you experienced it, your overwhelming feeling. But then we look ahead. The Tigers will play playoff baseball games this week. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, if necessary, all at 2:30. Not ideal.
No, you're going to have to, a lot of people maybe taking the afternoon off, maybe watching from work, listening from work.
People will, and sure. We'll have the game here. But it's, I feel for fans who like, this is the first time in 10 years that there's playoff baseball. And of course, the Tigers get the short end of the stick. They're the hottest team. They're this Cinderella story. They've got a triple crown winner, Cy Young, ace on the bump. You're facing a team that's won a World Series, pedigree, big names, household names in Houston, and it's 2:30. And only baseball does this. All the other sports will put multiple games on at the same time so that it's nighttime, so that the local fans don't have to skip work or cheat work to watch. Only baseball does this.
You think it's arrogance that they think we're gonna make sure that everybody can see every single game?
I guess.
But here's the other thing. Is the other sports, Sunday afternoons, but once you get to, playoff football, they are all on at one at a time. Baseball, it's very traditional to have day games.
Sure.
Yeah, but the reason they're doing this, and it's not like the old way where it would be just two wild card round games when you had four teams making it, it's because more teams are making it. So you got to understand this is part of the deal. Did you not want the expanded wild card and not make the playoffs? I'll take 2:30 game instead.
Sure.
And plus, afternoon playoff baseball has always been a part of the game. Is it perfect? No, it's great for us. Carson Anderson are the biggest losers.
They got to do an extra
5 minute long show. About time.
Somebody should make a show like that. Biggest Losers.
But then the idea though is sure, this is how it works. We don't have to think it's good. Listen, we'll be off. We can watch the game, but I'm thinking about a lot of people who are driving into work right now who that's the least convenient time possible for them to watch their team. And are we saying we would rather them not be? No, of course you'd rather be in and take a lousy time slot. You'd rather be in and not have a home playoff game at all, which maybe people don't realize. They don't have a home playoff game this week.
Listen to 97.1.
Sure.
You can also listen to the Tigers on the app.
There you go. But you'd rather be in than out. But let's talk about the matchup a little bit. And open lines, 248-539-9797. Some people wanted Houston. Some people wanted Baltimore. It's Houston. John, how do they match up?
Well, obviously everybody's looking at the pitching matchup. You're sending the best pitcher in baseball to the mound. The question is, how much run support is he going to get? Valdez, left-handed pitcher, and it doesn't line up well, or at least it's not the best opportunity for Tigers bats. Is Kerry Carpenter, we're not going to see him until some reliever comes in, and maybe we see him in the fifth, sixth, seventh inning. It's not a great matchup, but who cares? Go out there and do exactly what you've done over the past 2 months, and that's overcome the odds. Odds say in Houston, no matter who's pitching, Houston wins the series. odds say Valdez, left-handed pitcher, gives the Tigers fits. Not just left-handed hitters. It gives the Tigers fits. They're one of the worst teams batting against left-handed pitching. But don't tell me what we can't do.
Well, I'll at least fill it in. They're 26th against left-handed pitching. Batting average, OPS, they're one of the worst teams hitting lefties. It takes Karp out of the lineup because AJ is strict on the platoons. Yep. It's also not the ideal matchup for a Riley Green, who's a lefty, a Colt Keith, who's a lefty, a Parker Meadows, a Trey Sweeney, that are left-handed bats. Having said all that...
You're not going full logical, I'm honest.
No,
though, are
no.
You?
Having said all that, like, you have Tarik Skubal on the mound.
Right.
He's better. You have the better pitcher. And when it goes to the bullpens, you trust your bullpen more than their bullpen. Win game one. Steal it. You don't have to be better than them. Steal it. Do the what you've done the second half of this season here and find ways to win. Because if you win game one, chances of winning the series, super high. Since they put in the three-game format in 2020, 87% of the time, the team that wins game one wins the series. It's 100% the last 2 years, and you are sending Tarik Skubal to the mound. Astros can hit lefties. He's not any lefty, and right. He has to be better than your typical lefty. And if he is... He's going to go deep into that game. He'll throw 6-7 innings. He'll set the bullpen up. They'll have the whole pen to use game two, get out of there in two, and be done.
And this is an opportunity for Tarik Skubal, as you know, and we all believe, and I think it's, I don't know if it's a foregone conclusion, but he's going to be the Cy Young Award winner. Now he gets a postseason opportunity, so we can start comparing him to other Cy Young winners, especially here in Detroit. Now, there's a much longer runway right now for Tarik Skubal, but this is his first opportunity to pitch in the postseason and say what he is going to be. There is no better opponent, I think, for him and the season that he's had to come out and just put a period at the end of the sentence, put the exclamation point on the season. Now, hopefully there's more opportunity for him to pitch in a second series. Maybe even a third, but this is the one opportunity that he knows he has, and he's got to come out with his best stuff.
Ticket texters coming in, 248-539-9797. Unacceptable for the effort they put out there on Saturday. They still have a job to do. Okay, who's the fun police here?
Right.
They had clinched a playoff spot.
Yes, it's somebody that bought a ticket and thought, you know, well, they're just going to, the magic is just going to keep oozing out of their pores instead of all the booze.
Ticket texter says, I worked Friday at Little Caesars, said a bunch of people left early to walk over and celebrate. The fans that were there went crazy when they showed the last out. That's Scott in Detroit. Texter says, love you guys, but what you're missing, the Tigers' chances of winning are much better against the Orioles than they are against the Astros. I agree with it, but that's a moot point today.
Right, it doesn't matter. I mean, okay, that was a conversation for last week. The conversation now is they're facing the Astros. There's nothing that's going to – regular season's over for the American League.
I understand it's going to be bad for a lot of people, but for me, it's great. I'm out of work at 2 p.m. every day.
Boom.
The ticket text. 2:30 in the afternoon. Price is Right and Days of Our Lives at my grandpa's retirement home. Okay. ticket texter says, that's why not winning the last two games is a big deal. That's DJ John in Taylor. Is he saying because they didn't get the Orioles, those last two games are a big deal? It's clear they don't mind. It's clear they don't see a big deal between playing either.
No, it was clear that, and when we talked to AJ, hey, if things are wrapped up, are we going to see Tarik Skubal? No, we're going to get him ready for the first game. They were simply going through the motions those last two games so that they could set up their pitching rotation to face Houston.
Yeah, there's an argument if you really wanted to play Baltimore, then you would have pitched Skubal, but to me, it's more important to have him in game one, because game one sets the tone, decides the series.
Yeah.
As much as I'd rather play Baltimore, it wasn't worth putting him out there on Sunday.
Would you rather have Skubal against Valdez or anybody else against Burns?
Right.
I mean, that's your choice.
Yeah, and I'd rather have Skubal out there against the Astros. Who you send to the mound more important than who you play? That's the decision the Tigers made. For what it's worth, I agree with it. I'm not worried about losing Saturday and Sunday. More about making sure Skubal's throwing and that the whole bullpen is ready for A.J. Hinch at his disposal for this playoff series. I would have preferred Baltimore, John, but I'm not pitching Skubal on Sunday. I'm not putting more of my power arms out there on Sunday. I'm keeping everybody locked in for Tuesday, now 2:30 against the Astros.
That's what it came down to. And A.J. talked about it. There was no shame in it. The question is, did they lose a little confidence? Did they lose a little mojo? And I don't think that the players are in that position. They knew, you know, on Friday night what was going to happen on Saturday. They all knew they were going to have a a headache, and it wasn't going to be a great outing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Best pitcher on the planet on Tuesday. That's what it's all about. And yeah, they deserve to celebrate yes. Friday night. 10 years, this run, as improbable as it was. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. You take a hangover loss on Saturday, and then you throw Maeda and you know, Mize on Sunday and say, the hell with it. We'll get to the playoffs.
For the players, it was just simply about the run. From where they were at the All-Star break to where they were at the beginning of August, what happened at the trade deadline. Now all of a sudden, they're a postseason team. For the fans, yeah, that celebration was about the 10 years. It was about this season and everything that we've all been experiencing for a decade.
Folks are missing an important point. Ideally you're going to play Houston at some point. You'd rather beat them in a 3-game series where you have a better shot
than a 5-game.
Than a 5-game or even a 7-game series, which is what it would be. I wanted Houston for a 3-game series. I bet Hinch did too. LZ at work in Allen Park. Texter says, Jim, you're looking at it the wrong way. MLB just gave all of Detroit a reason to call in sick tomorrow. 2:30 baseball.
Yeah, or just go early. Get your work done and get out. Take a half a day.
I wanted the Tigers to play Baltimore. I wanted to beat Baltimore and go further after they didn't, after all the talk about Skubal and trading him and keeping their prospects. How are your prospects doing? Go Tigers, Steve, working in the D.
You could make the argument for either team, like that you wanted, and the storylines that are going to go along with it. The only storyline that's going to matter is, as you've well pointed out, you're sending the best pitcher on the planet to the mound to take on the Houston Astros at 2:30.
And I think Valdez is a tougher matchup than Burns, but I'm more worried about my guy being there and dealing and then playing the game from there.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.